21,973 forces comprised of VIP Protection Force, National Security Service, Police and the Prison Service, among others, were officially commissioned as the necessary unified forces after the country's Chief Justice Chan Rech Modud saw them in. Thousands of South Sudanese witnessed as President Salva Kiir graduated them after completing their virus training in cantonment site centers in central Equatorial State. Speaking at the event, President Kiir noted it's been almost 4 years since the parties signed a peace deal. He says out of all the chapters in the peace deal, the graduation of the unified forces has been the most challenging yet most important part of the agreement.
We are graduating them in phases because the training centers are widespread across the country and it is difficult to access some of them because of the floods. The batch we are graduating now are the cadets in training centers in parts of the greater Equatoria. The graduation of the other cadets in Greater Bahr al-Ghazal and Greater Upper Nile, respectively, will follow.
Speaking at the same ceremony, Ugandan President Yoweri Museveni said Africans have gone through both internal and external crises. Museveni tells the South Sudanese people and the government that public service consumes a lot of resources and urge Kiir administration to invest in agriculture, ICT and industries. He says for all the above mentioned sectors to be operational, need a peaceful country.
We should all understand the importance of peace and also the importance of the sectors that generate wealth, which are the other four I have talked about. The army may try to produce, but it cannot produce as much as the population, if the population has got peace. So I'm very happy to see that you are on the right track. You have united these forces.
Museveni says President Kiir told him part of the delay was caused by a lack of money. Ethiopian Defense Minister Abraham Bile, who represented Prime Minister Ahmed Abiy, said the graduation of the unified forces is significant in asserting sustainable peace in South Sudan. He says the government of Ethiopia is optimistic that today's graduation marks a great leap forward to ending the transitional period as put in the roadmap.
This will definitely herald a new chapter for the unity, peace, democracy, and prosperity of the people of South Sudan. The parties to the 2018 Addis Ababa Agreement have shown impressive compromise by reaching into an understanding and putting down the roadmap that deserves recognition. This is because, first, it gave a direction and confidence for those who have been concerned about the expiration of the original deal by providing a realistic timeline towards democratic election at the end of the transition period.
The chairperson of Sudan Sovereign Council and current head of Regional Bloc Intergovernmental Authority on Development, or IGAD, Abdul Fattah al-Burhan, urged South Sudanese to look after necessary unified forces so as they can protect the people. Burhan says today's graduation represents a new beginning and hope for the implementation of the peace agreement.
We are honored today as we witness the graduation of this first batch of the unified forces. They represent the first fruit and hope for the implementation of the new roadmap of the revitalized peace agreement. They are the strongest guards, and we have no doubt about the capabilities and abilities that they have acquired in the field of training, because they will certainly do a good job for their country and for the people of South Sudan, who expect a lot from the extension of the new agreement.
According to the allegiance ordered read by Minister of the Presidential Affairs, Barnaba Marial, the graduates included 3,308 VIP Protection Forces of the Unified SSPDF, and 4,366 personnel were integrated into the South Sudan National Police Service. Kiir also integrated 6,315 personnel into the Unified National Security Service and 1,120 personnel into a Unified National Police Service. In a separate order, Kiir also integrated more than 3,500 personnel in the Unified National Wildlife Service and 3,289 into the Unified National Civil Defense Service. Under the 2018 peace deal, South Sudan is supposed to train and graduate 83,000 personnel to take charge of security during the ongoing transitional period. The long-awaited graduation of the unified forces happened after several delays, which the government attributed to financial constraint. For VOA News, I am Viola Elias in Juba.